I worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. Be trees, the planting of righteousness. How we desire you, Jesus. How we desire you, Jesus. Just to sit around in your presence and tell you how much we love you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb. Jesus, Jesus. Worthy, Lord. Father, we praise you for the hour that we live in. We know that we're on the verge of a wonderful season of outpouring like the world has never known. Oh, Father, I pray that you'll hasten the days in this house, in this church, in this community. Father, I pray that we'll be more than pregnant with revival that will give birth. I pray for services, Lord, that this house is packed to capacity. And the parking lot is packed to capacity, Lord, that there'll be people out there watching. Father, I pray for services where weeping, spontaneous weeping, begins to take hold of the service and sweeps itself through the crowd, a cleansing, a washing. I pray that a hunger, a thirst, a desire to know God and to be filled with the Spirit for this church and this community will get so strong in us that we can't sleep, we can't eat, we can't breathe without thinking about receiving the outpouring. I pray that it'll be our constant desire. It'll be something that, Lord, wakes us up in the morning. I pray it'll put us to bed at night. I pray that we'll dream of it. Jesus, let weeping fill this house. Let the altar calls be given by God. Let men and women just spontaneously come forward to receive Christ or to be filled with the Spirit or just give their life more fully back over to God. Father, touch our hearts in ways that we've never known from the very beginning of our conception. You've promised us a peace recently that would amplify where you're taking us. Jesus, we trust you for this peace. We trust you for this. Lord, begin to intoxicate our whole life, our brains, our minds, our hearts with this sincere desire. Jesus, I pray it'll come on the intercessors, that there'll be more hungrier than ever before, that men and women in this house, and even those who've never qualified themselves as intercessors, who've thought, I'm not an intercessor, Lord, that we'll all take up the banner of prayer, give birth to this, that we'll come together corporately, Lord, that we'll come together corporately for prayer, seeking God, days of fasting and prayer, Jesus. The world has never seen a revival like the one that's coming. We worship you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We worship you. Give us a greater hunger, Lord. Oh, from the days of when we first were born again till this day and hour, to this moment, may the hunger that we feel in our hearts be amplified many times over, Lord. Jesus. Makarese kiridiata. Mando kereste didiata. Can you give me more of this? Bede kereste didiata. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Lord, I go back to the prophecies of some of our spiritual fathers that have come into this house. When we first began This trek into revival, the prophecies that were given to us, that there would come a day and hour that people would come from all over the world to look and see what was taking place in this house. Now I call to remembrance, Lord. I bring you to remembrance of those prophecies. You're not a man that you should lie. Lord, you've heard all the weeping and you've heard all the prayers. You've seen the fasts from many, many saints for many years. You've seen the battles that, Lord, we have gotten past to come to this point in time, and those who have joined us in other places of the world and other states with a hope of a revival. Father, in the name of Jesus, I call you to remembrance. I put you in remembrance of your word. Lord, you've promised these things to all those that would call upon you. Jesus. Jesus. You are so faithful, Father. Your word is faithful. Your word unto us, your prophecies are faithful. Your word is faithful. We exalt you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Makarese kiridiato. Ondo kerediala lo makreste diato. Ore kereste diata. Jesus. Worship you. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, hunger. Hunger like we've never known before, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Andakere didiota blako se. Oh, Jesus, I prophesy to the four winds, Lord, that you begin to stir up in this house and all around us, that, Lord, there's a sweeping hunger for those who know you and those who serve you and those who have contemplated these things. That, Lord, that you'll breathe on the fires of our heart, that you'll kindle what word is there. We'll live in hope of tomorrow. We'll live in hope, great hope. Those that are fighting afflictions in their body, Lord, that they walk out together, that every one of us walk out together this thing, that we run and are not weary. But, oh, Lord God, that we spend these last few decades of our life in an all-out pouring of your Spirit that's so incredible that the world will marvel at what they see. Father, I believe it with all of my heart. And I'm endeavoring all the more to come under this influence. Oh, Jesus, shake this church, please. I beg of you, Lord, not as a pauper, but one that's whose heart is crushed before you. I cannot live without it. Lord, I die unless I receive this outpouring. Oh, Father. Father God, give us this revival. Give us this outpouring like we've never known. We worship you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We magnify you. Oh, Jesus, take over our services, Lord. Wreck our services, Lord, like we've never known before. Father, I pray that the people, as they come back out of this pandemic, as they come back out of this, God, please, let us see change like we've never seen before. But the birthing place for revival, the nativity, starts with those that are close enough to be able to do anything about it. Those who are living half-heartedly, you love them, but we're not even in contemplation about those. They can't even do anything other than save their own lives at this point. Our authority in the Spirit begins when we've so conquered ourselves and that we're able to reach past the places that once took all of our time trying to solve, then reach into other places, an authority that changes a city. God, I'm asking that the men and women who are close enough in that authority will take up arms like never before. Lord, I pray for such an hour as this, that our parking lot is full at times during the week, lunch hours, and during the week that people just want to gather and pray. That, Lord, that there'll come a time where things will be so different we will never recognize the days like we'll see before, like that are coming. So much change, Lord, in the Spirit that'll wash away memories of weaknesses and fears, disabilities, all kinds of things that held us back, excuses. God, I pray that this will be an hour where excuses are sacrificed on the altar of coming in to know you. Oh, Father, I pray that prayer will fill this house, not just in the bedrooms and not just in the living rooms of individuals, but I pray that, Lord, there'll be hours and hours and hours of undaunting prayer, prayer for the city, prayer for the region, prayer for an outpouring, Father, that'll change, it'll change things, Lord. Father, Jesus' name. Macarese di diete. Maribirato fresca di diato rebesca te God. Convict our hearts like never before. Burden us, Lord. Your burden, Lord, is one that we can live with. We find joy in your burden. Burden our hearts, God. Burden us with your burden for prayer. Your burden to go in and seek your face. God, please don't let those who are close enough during this time be wasting their hours with unnecessary things, spending their time in movies and Netflix and all kinds of satisfying things for the flesh to pass away the hours while they wait out these days of quarantine. But God, let us spend our hours mostly upon our knees or mostly in a posture of prayer before your word, to be seeking you and praying that, Lord God, that these are not wasted days, but they're days who are spent in your presence crying out for something that we've never seen before. God, Those of us know you hate religion. And I'm not talking about other service, other churches and different denominations. Lord, we're talking about things that destroy and have had no reflection of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. My God, please shake us from our very core. We who know something, we know something. We've been schooled in the school of the Holy Spirit, and yet we're still so far. But oh God, please, for those who've conquered their flesh enough to know that they can live a life not dominated by the flesh, I pray this won't be the end of our joy. I pray it'll only be the beginning, because, Lord, we lengthen our cords, we stretch out. Jesus, please. Oh, Lord, I pray that the body, the church, those with enough authority that can cause this, will put aside any focus on their own self. Church has been used for years for people to come. Those who have been that were supposed to be causing the right revival, that they would come and week after week try to be healed. My God, let us be way past. Oh, Father, I pray that in areas where we've not grown up, from myself to anyone listening to my voice, Father, grow us up. Forgive me of my childhood, my weaknesses that I've let stay too many years. Wash me, cleanse me, purify me by your word. Let your word sweep over me day and night, day and night, day and night. Let me not be a forgetful hearer. Lord, when I look into the word, I pray that I walk away from the word and it sticks. It lives in me, that I don't forget it. But it lives in me like a beacon, a light that changes me and then it changes others. Oh, Father. Oh, my God, my Lord and my God. Change me first. Change all of us to everything that you've called us to be from the very beginning. Call us, Lord. Say unto us, come up higher. Say unto us, come up higher. Let us see you in visions and dreams and visitations. Oh, Father, the world sees a church like it's never known before, like it's never seen. Please hide us. Please hide us from popularity. I curse the day. I curse the day of man's popularity and my name being known, or our name being spread about in popularity to be known for fame's sake. I curse the day. But I pray, oh God, underneath the undertones of truth and life and grace and a true harvest that has no desire for recognition. Jesus, shield us from the gainsayers. Mark them when they come in the door. Let us see them. Lord, though we love them, I pray that people that will come in with agendas will be like, Lord, we see them from miles away, that no elder will fall to sweet words or words of enticement or multiple scriptures quoted. God, preserve this revival. Preserve this revival. Hide us, Lord. Hide us in the secret place, that we'll have done so many works before Satan can even begin to corral or try to pour out his wrath and persecution. Let us go straight into the heart of God and pull out service for you, Lord Jesus.
Bate oste frane imako. Please, let us stay in your presence. Our Sunday nights, I pray there'll be a sweeping of your glory, that people will come and pray. Jesus. Jesus. Anybody with agendas that will come in these days or in the days ahead that want to start their own ministry or splinter off from the vision of the house, mark them, Lord. Mark them that we see them and our spirits don't want nothing to do with them. Mark them, Lord. Mark them. God, let us join together in one mind and one accord for the purpose of going in, for the purpose of growing into Him. Our assignment. By de etiofraso. Yes, sir. De emakote asete. Your assignment, I know, Lord. If we fed 1,000 people in our parking lot next week, if we fed 1,000 and clothed 1,000 homeless, and you'd not called us yet to do that, we'd still be degrees off and would still not bring you the same pleasure that being obedient to you in prayer and seeking your face and going into God would yield at this time. For you've called us to go into the prayer closet. You've called us to seek your face as a church. Nothing else will do. You would rather have obedience than sacrifice. There's no work that we could do right now except the one that you've called us to do, and that is to seek your face. There's no amount of evangelism on the street, no charity to the poor that equals what you've called us to do. Present tense, God, I beg of you, I plead with you, arrest us. Don't leave us alone. Haunt us in the day and haunt us in the night. Come into our rooms, Lord. You're not a tormentor, but come into places, Lord. Any place that we've owned in our own hearts and said, this is mine. I own this. This is my ambition. I'll serve you, Lord, but this is my ambition. God, I don't know how much I can do of truth. But however much that I can yield to you with all my heart, I say, Lord, take every ambition that's not of you. Take it and destroy it. Let it burn up as chaff. Lord, let it burn. And I pray men and women who have the same authority to do something in the earth will come to a place where they begin to stand before you and say, Lord, search everything. Don't leave anything unturned. Let every ambition come under what you've called us to do. Jesus, we love you. I don't just love you. I'm not just the only one. As I speak among elders, I speak among leaders, I speak among people that truly love you. Jesus, help us. Please help us, Father. I pray that we'll be sick with this, not with a sickness that destroys or debilitates, but, Lord, a love sickness that just can't escape. It can't escape the bonds. As Paul said, that he'd been apprehended for that which he was apprehended for, that, Lord, this is our intimacy. James said, show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Father, this is my testimony, that I've come to Him and looked into His face and loved Him more. And out of that, He's apprehended me and others with me to say, I've said in front of you, this is your call. This is what I've called you for. This is your sole purpose in living, is to receive an outpouring. This is why we exist. I'm a pastor by call, Lord. I understand that. But my call is one thing, is to lead a charge. Lead a charge into an outpouring in this hour. And Lord, I thank you for men and women that you've placed shoulder to shoulder with me. They've looked into your face, loved you more than anything else, and out of that love heard these words, "Why would you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things I've asked you to do?" This is my embrace to you. Out of knowing you and intimacy in you, you've said to bring you this. This is our charge. Makareseti frato. Hey, makoteseti. Porrekinate vene, sivinada vado vene, ama, 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 se me kima kusketi, tara, te yalokre. Oh, let the nativity, Lord, in this place, let this be a birthing place in the earth. Let this be revival central, a place where if men live long enough, they'll see the nativity. One of the places in the earth where revival is birthed, where the revival fires spring forth and men's lives are so changed that there's no way to escape the true testimony that God is in the house. Lord, I care not for comparison. Deafen my ears in the days ahead. What will have compared to many other churches and places who have tried programs? I bless them. I bless them already. Not everyone's called to this because not everyone's come to a place where they can ever even hear it. I bless them and I refuse any comparison in the days ahead. All I know is my assignment. All we know is our assignment. All we know is our assignment. God bless everybody else, but all we know is our assignment. We have very little time to talk about anybody else's assignment. We have one assignment. We receive it, Lord. We receive it, Lord. God, raise up a standard for whoever's in need to the sound of that siren. We receive our assignment, Lord. Jesus, send angels along with this. They're not our teacher. We don't respect them in that sense. The Holy Ghost only, and they can't heal. We understand that, but they can assist us in so many ways. I'm asking you, as one of the elders of this church, to flood our homes and this church and more angelic activity. This comes from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 1. He said this, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant or minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Even every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness of Lebanon, even unto the great river and the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people thou shalt divide an inheritance the land, an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Now this is the part, I read all that to just get down to 8, because this is where he really wanted to emphasize with what he was doing tonight and some of the prophetic prayer that he came on me to pray. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Well, I guess I'll teach just for a minute. When he said, this book of the law, what he wasn't saying was this book, the one that we're reading, Joshua. That one hadn't even been written when he was writing that part. Joshua wrote this. Moses wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy. Except the last chapter of Deuteronomy, Joshua wrote that because he recorded the death of Moses. But when he said this book of the law, he's talking about those 5 books, or 5, you'd call them chapters, but 5 individual books that had been written by Moses. But the emphasis was this. And I'll say this, if you've ever read those books, you find out some of them are real mundane. But I want you to see again, I want to read this part. This book of the law, he was saying to Joshua, what Moses wrote and what you've got in your hand, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt, first of all, he said, don't let it depart out of your mouth. Don't let it depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Meditate therein day and night. The Hebrew word meditate, if you look it up, it means to meditate, to ponder. It means to imagine. It means even, you'll find the word in the Hebrew, mutter. The word mutter means to speak softly under your breath. Just say something over and over again. He said this, if you'll meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The message that he wants us to understand, along with everything he is saying tonight, well, let me say it. He wants to say it in another place too. You don't have to go there. I'll go there. I'll just read it for you. Psalms chapter 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. You'd say today, it's for us, it's in the entirety of Scripture. And in the law of the Lord doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Folks, those of you watching and those in here, one thing that he's wanting us to do, along with our seeking, along with our praying, along with spending time with God, is to read his word. Spend time in his word and spend time in meditating his word. Spend time in speaking his word. He said if we'll put his word before us on a continual basis, if we'll put his word before us in a place where we go to bed thinking about his word, we wake up speaking his word, will prosper in the thing. Everything in front of us will prosper. There's never been a bunch like us in the sense that we're the called ones towards the end that will... He can't get just anybody to do what he's called us to do. We're close enough that we can receive this thing. we're special in this, that we've been called to do something that most people can't even touch because they're not to a place where they realize how important it is to spend time in prayer, spend time in His presence. Let's stay in His Word like never before.
This is a prophecy that He gave us last Wednesday night. We've entitled it, Be a Zealous People. The Lord said, I have called you to be a zealous people for me, says the Spirit of grace. To walk in a zealousness that's not brought up, precipitated, or brought forth by the soul. For the world has seen a put-on joy by those who call themselves mine for decades. And yet the surface would reveal something of joy, but below the surface, that joy did not come from me, nor circumvent itself out through those who had the capacity to change things by my Spirit, says the Spirit of grace. But I'm calling you over into a zealousness that goes beyond the ups and downs of the soul, brings forth a joy that has a strength in it and a maneuverability that maneuvers beyond things of the earth and causes those who hear your words to be words that are weighty and anointed. Too many false pretense prayers have been prayed by my ministers, and the words have no weight. But I'm calling you so that when you pray, you're not only move mountains, but people that hear your words hear words as they heard His words then. That they were filled with weight. That His prayers were filled with the presence. And people not only heard what He spoke, but they felt what He spoke, says the Spirit of grace. I'm calling you to come into a place of anointing where people go past hearing empty words, but they hear words that they also feel in a presence that emanates from me, says the Spirit of grace. Those who spend time in my presence will be those who come out and speak words that can be felt. There is no faking this. There is no pretense. Do not try to even correct those who put on a pretense as if they spend time with me. There'll be no faking or trying to bring forth something they're not capable of bringing forth. These things will only be infused by my power, by the power of the new nature who spends its time incubating in my presence and then has the ability to demonstrate what they see in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Spend time with me. The world has waited for a zealous people for centuries. They've seen a zealousness that came out of the soul and it made no mark in the earth. I'm asking you to make a mark in the earth, a swath that actually is so wide and so deep that men look and say, here they come and here they go. They're filled with something I want and it makes a mark in the earth. The men not only hear, but they feel and they see the works demonstrated, says the Spirit of grace.
shallow joy and pretense happy faces and worship teams that dance ecstatically have not freed my church from sin. My nature that I gave you and my word, whether it's felt or unfelt in the time of temptation, is more than enough to stand up and be strong. Head and shoulders above anything that the flesh or your enemy could bring. Stand up and be zealous towards me, says the Spirit of grace. You'll lead a charge in the earth that this world has never seen except from the days of its beginning, says the Spirit of grace. Worship you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Worship you, Father. Lord, as we spend these hours, not just this service, but in times to come, we spend the hours in your presence at home, and whatever that people are sacrificing, I pray and I know that, Lord, there'll come a time that they won't count it a sacrifice. It'll be a pure joy to spend the hours. But I'm asking, Lord, that this prophecy, I have put myself in agreement with it, and those here, we receive it. Say, Lord, make us fat with the anointing so that wherever we go and whatever we say and whatever we've been saying to our family and to people, that our words are filled with the heaviness, the thickness of your anointing. We don't go past your anointing, but we wait on it. We wait on it. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, the best days that we've ever had in our life are in front of us. Praise the Lord. I was reading an article this afternoon that Jim Martin had sent me. It was of a black lady that the article was in 1940, but it was her favorite song that was in this hymnal, and they were celebrating her homegoing. She was 128 years old, and at 127, she was just like, they were writing about her, how vibrant she was, right up until almost the day she died. And she had this favorite song, and it was in that hymnal that Jim sent me. But I'm thinking about, we're getting ready for an outpouring like the world has never seen. And I'm so excited because you guys are going to be right there. We're going to be crossing this line together, and we're going to be healthy, whole. The best days are ahead of us. Praise the Lord. We're getting past all this craziness that's out there. We're praying for our leaders. But folks, please spend the majority of your off time. I mean, it's not like I'm not going to be a hypocrite. It's not that I don't watch some TV and that we don't watch some old movies, mostly black and white nowadays. That's about all you can trust. But don't spend your hours wasting them. I've even got where even the news channels that I, I can't spend a whole lot of time there either anymore. It's just, yeah, they're conservative, and yeah, that I agree with a lot of what they're saying, but come on, sometimes enough is enough. You've said it enough times about proving that one to be bad, and that I know who's bad now. I'd just rather spend my time in the Word, and if I'm not in the Word, then something pleasant. We've got a revival to birth, and it's going to be good. Sunday's going to be a wonderful day. We got a lot of wonderful days ahead of us. Good teaching. Some of y'all are going to be up here teaching. We're going to hear a lot more from our handsome Homer Betancourt in the days ahead. He's got some stuff cooking all the time. But we have no fear, no fear. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and I know that you know I wouldn't say it, because the Holy Ghost would come all over me and convict me for lying in the pulpit. But I think I reflect some of where y'all are at too. I don't believe in putting the Lord to a test about anything. You know, Jesus wouldn't do what Satan wanted him to do in the wilderness. He wouldn't put God to a foolish test. But if the Lord said to me, I want you to go into that house. There's 10 people in there that's got COVID-19. I want you to go pray for them. I can tell you just as sure as I'm standing here living and breathing, I wouldn't have to hear an audible voice. All I'd have to hear is no more than the promptings I hear when I'm talking to you. And if they'd let me in, I'd lay hands on every single one of them with no fear, with no fear. And I don't think I speak beyond where a lot of you are at. Now, there's a big part of the body of Christ that's afraid. We can have more people here, people, and still be within the, we won't be breaking anything that Florida's told us that we can't do. But we're still being slow and careful. It may be in June before I invite everybody back. I'm not sure, but we're being real slow. But I can tell you this, there's still plenty of room for some more people here if you want to come and you feel comfortable about coming. Nobody's going to force you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're fearless. We're fearless. Hallelujah. Well, that's you, Pastor. Well, it should be you too. Just get into the Word and pray. It should be you too. It's not because of my call. It has nothing, don't have anything in the world to do with me being a pastor. That's the least of it. It's me knowing Christ. Hallelujah. You guys did good. You're starting finally to earn your keep. All this money I've been paying you for years. They make about what Homer makes. Hallelujah. Well, you know, don't stop. Well, the service ain't over yet. I mean, well, you don't have to play the, but don't forget your church in giving. I know what you got off there for. You can go get an offering basket put up here. That's what the Lord was leading you. If you have something tonight before you leave, slip up here and drop it in, and we'll drop it into the account. Hallelujah. Thank you for those that have been giving. Sunday night, we won't have church. It's a holiday weekend, so we won't have church. But we'll be back the following Sunday night. Now, I'm going to tell you, the following Sunday night, we're going to do something that may not seem real spiritual to some of you, but you're all revivalist. I've got six. We're not going to watch them all Sunday night, but I've got six 28-minute films that Gary Carpenter sent me on documented revivals, and they're really, really good. I want you to not only pray in revival with me, I want you to be students of revival. So we'll watch these. We'll do a couple of them each week. They're about 30 minutes long, like I said. The Hebrides, the Welch, the Azusa Street. They've got some really good stuff on it, real good stuff. You'll enjoy it. Maybe you've seen them before, but we want to just... I want to go to this at every angle. I want to be a historian on it. I want to pray it in. I want to know what it takes. What I want to listen to what it took for those people and follow their example. But I will tell you this, of all of them that I know about, there's none of them going to be like this last one. None of them. Because most every single one of them, I want to learn what got them there, but most every one of them had a shelf life of 3 to 5 years. So we're going to go, this one's maybe the reason why this one's taking so long is because for one thing, we had I'll tell you folks, even with some of the best teachers that we had in the world, we had a great gospel. The gospel I started here with 20 years ago was gray. There's very little gray in it now, and it's getting the shades of gray out of it all the time. Hallelujah. Thank God we didn't have revival 20 years ago. Then I'd turn right around, teach them that, you know. But at some point, you know, it's enough is enough. And he says, okay, your doctrine's strong enough to hold the house. The foundation's strong enough to hold the house. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you stand with us? Father, we thank you for an evening in your presence. Certainly what wasn't what I thought, but Lord, just to sit in your presence, hear your prophecies, and to know that the saints are praying wherever they're at. We're hungry, Lord. So we're blessed this time. We bless the saints as they go home tonight. Keep them this week. Bless them, Lord. We pray prosperity in their jobs and prosperity in their businesses. I pray that, Lord, that God, I know by your word and by your presence, you desire to bless, fully bless these businesses and fully bless these homes, Lord. Not just so they can give more, but I'm talking about their lives will be enriched, and their families will be enriched. And that in every way that, God, they'll prosper. They'll be like a, Lord, a green bay tree that just prospers, that the vine, the vine on the side of the house, as the Bible describes, that, Lord God, it's fruitful and it, Lord, it produces all kinds of blessings. We bless you, Father, and we commit this night unto you and your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. There is an offering basket if you have something before you leave. And thank you for all of those that are sending in. Amen.